Imagine loving someone so deeply that you die for them, not just once, but countless times across millennia. In Lauren Kate's Fallen, this isn't metaphorical. When Lucinda Price discovers the truth about her eternal connection to fallen angel Daniel Gregory, she literally bursts into flames, only to be reborn 17 years later with no memory of their shared past. It's a love story written in ashes and rebirths, where shadows aren't just darkness, but portals through time itself. What makes this supernatural romance so captivating isn't just the forbidden love between mortal and immortal, but the question at its core: is love worth the pain it inevitably brings? As we follow Luce's journey from a troubled teen to someone who begins to glimpse her own cosmic significance, we're invited to consider whether some connections transcend even the boundaries of life and death. Lucinda Price arrives at Rachel's lake house party on a borrowed gold Honda Shadow motorcycle. Trevor Beckman, basketball captain, homecoming king, and star of Luce's daydreams, has just fought with his girlfriend when Luce appears. Like a scene from her fantasies, he immediately invites her for a drink, leading her towards secluded cabins in the woods. Despite her lifelong fear of shadows that whisper and move unnaturally, Luce follows Trevor into the darkness. Their kiss feels different than imagined. As their encounter intensifies, the room fills with blinding light. Trevor notices it too, commenting on the strange brightness while Luce feels a burning sensation growing inside her. When she regains consciousness, Luce finds herself outside in smoky air. The cabins are engulfed in flames, her hair singed, and Rachel screaming about Trevor. Horror washes over Luce as the roof collapses with Trevor still inside. Above the destruction, dark shadows hover, pulsing with ancient knowledge as they whisper her name before fading. These shadows seem to recognize her, as if they've witnessed this scene before. Though Luce doesn't understand why, she senses Trevor's death connects to something much older and darker.
Wide load, coming through.
Ariane navigates an overflowing thrift store cart while Roland watches with amused exasperation. Ariane buzzes with anticipation. Luce arrives at Sword and Cross Reform School in 2 days. While Roland browses vinyl records, she voices her worry. What if Luce has changed this time?
She'll be the same as she's been for thousands of years, Roland assures her, weary from witnessing this cycle repeatedly.
Yet Ariane's concern isn't unfounded. She's seen Miss Sophia preparing files and muttering about preparations. Never a good sign. Their mood turns somber when they spot white silk peonies, reminding both angels of Daniel's tradition of giving these flowers to Luce in every lifetime. Meanwhile, Daniel has chosen Los Angeles' Skid Row as his refuge, the last place he'd expect to find Luce. After watching her perish previously, he vowed to stay away, unable to witness her inevitable death when she discovers their love's truth. For 3 months, Daniel has lived among thousands of homeless people until meeting Shelby, a 14-year-old Nephilim girl. At a party, he accidentally summons an announcer, a shadow revealing other times, showing him Luce and breaking his resolve. Despite his efforts, destiny seems determined to reunite them.
Miles accidentally created a second Lucinda during a confrontation with the outcasts, his feelings manifesting a perfect duplicate. After this doppelganger was destroyed, Luce shocked everyone by disappearing into an announcer to explore her past lives alone. While the angel stood stunned that a mortal could use announcers, Miles turned away frustrated. Daniel's constant underestimation of Luce had always bothered him. She wasn't merely passive in their eternal story. She possessed agency and untapped abilities. When Shelby asked him to join the pursuit, Miles agreed. Despite knowing Luce would always choose Daniel, he couldn't let her face her past alone. He created a stable announcer large enough for both of them. "Ready?" he asked Shelby, extending his hand.
"As I'll ever be," she replied, gripping his fingers tightly.
From Shoreline Academy's forest edge, Cam watches Luce intently. Though appearing casual, his emerald eyes miss nothing. Every movement, every approaching person, every threat.
When an outcast launches a deadly star shot at his heart, Cam dodges with supernatural reflexes and unleashes a brutal counterattack. "You will not get her," he growls, his face transforming into something ancient and terrifying. The wounded outcast taunts, "You never had a chance with her anyway." "I did," he insists. "I used to have a chance." Cam melts back into the shadows, his vigil unbroken, protecting her even when she chooses Daniel across millennia. Luce awakens in a cave to find Daniel's hand finding hers, warm, familiar, electric with possibility. Without words, they escape outside, laughing like children playing hooky from their cosmic destiny. Though his magnificent wings are unfurled, Daniel suggests something unexpected. "Let's stay grounded today. Be two people, a boy and a girl, hanging out." Despite being an immortal fallen angel, he craves normalcy, just hours of being ordinary with the girl he loves. They borrow a camel named Woody. Daniel's attempt to mount the beast turns comedic. The graceful angel who soars through heavens struggles atop the swaying animal, making Luce laugh until tears stream down her face. During their desert ride, Daniel reveals that Trevor's death wasn't Luce's fault. Someone arranged it, someone jealous of our love. The revelation lifts a burden she's carried for so long. At an ocean cliff, they share kisses both new and ancient. "I love you, Daniel," Luce says with certainty. "I love you too," he replies, violet eyes reflecting emotions from countless lifetimes. "More than anything." A thunderous boom interrupts, and Luce jolts awake. Their perfect date was just a dream. Yet the longing remains, not just for Daniel, but for being normal together. Fallen centers on a profound question. Is love worth its inevitable pain? Luce and Daniel's connection defies nature but exacts a terrible price. In every lifetime, when Luce discovers Daniel's immortality and their history, she combusts, only to be reborn 17 years later with no memory of their past. Daniel carries the psychological weight of watching his beloved die horrifically countless times. His attempt to break this cycle by avoiding her shows his willingness to endure separation rather than witness her death again. This iteration differs because Luce begins recognizing her past lives and claims her agency. By exploring her history through the announcers, she actively participates in her own story, suggesting they might break the cycle through understanding rather than avoidance. The novel juxtaposes fate against free will. Are they doomed to repeat this cycle, or can different choices alter their future? The shadows haunting Luce embody this duality, both threatening and revealing, like her connection with Daniel that brings both joy and destruction. This makes the story compelling. It portrays love as beautiful devastation that transforms us irrevocably, asking what we would sacrifice for a love that transcends time.